I know he has all the tools, all the capacity to be a starting quarterback, and I think he looks at it too as, you know, he wants to get better. He wants to come in the next year, you know, as an all-around leader of this team, and I think he will be.
Might he still have to win John Elway over and John Fox over all over again?
You know, that's not, I guess, my territory to answer yes or no. But like I said, just knowing the person he is and the work ethic he has, you know, he's going to be hard to beat out.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
Sorry, Dagger, we kind of jumped in here a little bit.
Yeah,
late. How frustrating was yesterday for you, just not being able to be part of that?
Yeah, it is tough. Got pretty antsy at the house even before the game started, just because I wanted to be out there, and you know, I didn't miss a game till this week, and you know, I understand that injuries are part of the process, and you know. I had great faith in my teammates and what they're, you know, capable of doing. And obviously, the outcome wasn't like we wanted to. But like I said, you take it as a whole, it was a very positive, successful season for us.
I was going to say, do you have time to really reflect yet, or is it still?
It's still fresh. I think, you know, we get away from it a little bit and we come back, and whether it's watching tape, whether it's just talking, whether it's, you know, just thinking and processing it, I think a lot of guys are going to take a lot of positive from this season. You know, just the up and downs we had, you know, I guess the battle we had to fight against people saying, you can't win, you can't do this, you don't have enough talent, you don't have enough time spent with the coaching staff. And like I said, that shows a lot of character of this team. You know, the guys in this locker room, the guys upstairs, in the front office, the coaching staff. So I'm excited because this is a stepping stone in the right direction for our future.
The conversations surrounding the team, the fact that you guys, a lot talked about that maybe not legitimate playoff contenders and all that, will that stick with this team, you think? Will that kind of hang in the back of your minds?
I mean, as a competitor, anything that fuels the fire, you take, you know, and run with it. And I think the cans, the nose, you know, you keep that in the back of your mind, and you want to prove people wrong. Obviously, you know, mental toughness is you work through that, and you know what is capable and the potential in this locker room. But you always take that outside factor, and really, I guess, like I said, just add it as fuel.
How is it to have a whole off season together, have some camps going? Right?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, the lack of camps last offseason, the lockout. Even myself, not having one for almost 5-6 years, will be nice for me personally. And I think this team too, because we've learned a lot about one another, and now we know what our potential is. And it's just a matter of executing, you know, just repetition. And really finding what our strengths are and using those to our advantage.
What's ahead for you, you know, as far as your rehab and everything?
Taking it day by day, you know, obviously from last week to this week, I feel a lot better. And now with some time off, you know, you just got to take it slowly and make sure that you get it healed up correctly. And the training staff has done a great job so far of this past week of getting me to where I need to be, and I'll move forward from there.
Do you feel like you'll be there for the mini camps?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure I'll be there. You know, it was a sprain. It wasn't a major thing. It was a day-to-day type thing. And position-wise, you know, it's different for everybody. And this is something that, like I said, I just take my time, make sure it heals correctly, and get ready to go.
How is the plan for Coach Fox this year?
Probably the best coach I've had. You know, he's a veteran guy that has seen a lot of football. Very personal man, which I think is big in this league, because a guy that, you know, can be a player's coach and also demand respect is a good combination. And I think he understands the difference between just being a great football player and being a great all-around player with the mental toughness, with being, you know, a student of the game. And he incorporates all that. And I think a lot of guys learn from him and definitely respect him.
Eric, do you think that was a clean hit by Harrison, just unfortunate circumstances?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate because I think now with the new rules, you know, the guys are scared to hit it high. Especially Harrison being fined so much, you know, he had to go low. And, you know, I know Shipley, week three or two with Cincinnati, had the same thing. And, you know, it stinks. I'd rather get hit high, to be honest, as a receiver, just because my legs are my investment. But at the same time, you know, I'm not upset or mad because of what he did. Obviously, I'm upset that I didn't get to play last night, but I'll be all right.
Just when you look back on the season, I mean, in some of the incredible games that you guys have had, what do you take most from the year?
I think we know what we're capable of doing, and it's a matter of being consistent, you know, for a long period of time. You know, you can have flashes, but that doesn't make greatness. What makes greatness is being consistent week in and week out, preparing, you know, watching film, taking care of your body nutrition-wise. And I think as a young team with some great veteran leaders, I think we can move forward in the right direction. And like I said, use it as a building block.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah.